Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
It's Thursday, January 19th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Microsoft's Azure OpenAI service now generally available. TechAisle's survey indicates a move away from hybrid work, but challenges remain for SMBs and mid-market firms. And the four-day week global experiment shows positive results for companies and employees. More adopters are to follow. This is the Business of Tech. The ChatGPT buzz continues to grow as Microsoft has announced the general availability of its Azure OpenAI service, an offering related to its $1 billion investment in OpenAI, the maker of ChatGPT. That means more businesses can apply to use OpenAI's Azure-hosted and trained large language models, such as GPT 3.5, the brains behind ChatGPT, DALL-E 2, the AI that generates images from casual descriptions, and Codex, the GPT-3-based foundation of GitHub's Copilot AI paired programming service. The company has also indicated it will add ChatGPT itself to Azure soon. Microsoft uses its Azure OpenAI service to power GitHub Copilot, the $10 per month service that helps suggest lines of code to developers inside their code editor. And let's look at the MIT Technology Review, which has an article on how Microsoft might leverage more OpenAI products. How might that play out? Search is the obvious first answer, then infusions of AI to products like Outlook and Office. Quote, language models could be integrated into Word to make it easier for people to summarize reports, write proposals, or generate ideas. They could also give email programs in Word better autocomplete tools. And it's not just all Word-based. Microsoft has already said it will use OpenAI's text-to-image generator DALL-E to create images for PowerPoint presentations, too. Why do we care? Even if providers never sell ChatGPT or an AI directly, Microsoft's moves should give pause. training on how to be effective with these tools and how to use them in a way that not only impacts the business, but also retains the core value of the IP of the organization is going to be the name of the game. Providers should be considering these implications now because with the speed of product development, they'll be widespread faster than you can spell AI. TechIsle has released survey data that they believe indicates a move away from hybrid work. Quote, by the end of 2023, 32% of employees within the SMB and mid-market firms expect to have hybrid work arrangements, down from 58% in 2021 and similar to 29% in 2019, which is pre-pandemic levels. Over 40% of SMBs and upper mid-market firms are experiencing significant challenges impacting remote employees' productivity. In addition, 39% of SMBs and 41% of upper mid-market firms have critical security concerns relative to remote and hybrid work. Furthermore, 43% of businesses cannot adequately support remote employees, and 39% cannot provide consistent technology experience for remote and on-site employees. Finally, 41% of SMBs and upper mid-market firms not overcome organizational challenges in managing those remote employees. TechIsle data shows that senior management is spending 3 times more time maintaining company culture through the hybrid organization, 2.5 times more time in employee empathy, and 2 times more time in supervision and management. As a result, 62% of SMBs and 68% of upper mid-market firms plan to return all employees to the office in 2023. However, bringing the employees back to the office is also of concern to the executive management. As a result, 37% of SMBs are prioritizing office space planning, and 32% are identifying wayfinding technologies. In addition, 41% of upper mid-market firms are investigating ID management, and 40% are investigating smart meeting rooms. Why do we care? There's a big if in this survey. Despite the irrelevant noise about tech layoffs, available new hires are scarce. That means employers don't have the leverage to declare absolutes. So returning to the office is irrelevant if an organization still has to hire remote workers. Those remote workers will need to be supported to be effective. And so those multipliers of maintenance won't be reduced unless eliminated, which isn't possible. So if you're investing, why not fully gain the benefits? We'll see how this plays out. I'm skeptical that this genie is going back in the bottle. And in further updates to my 2023 predictions, the results are in from a 4-day work week global study. The results? It's better for everyone. Quoting Insider, the real-world experiment sought to see whether the employees could be just as productive in 80% of the time, all for the same pay. The results were overwhelmingly positive. Companies in the program reported increased revenue and improved employee health and well-being and had a positive impact on the environment. And after the success, 100 more companies that together employ thousands of people are considering or already implementing the same approach. Why do we care? There's untapped potential here, and this movement, while still small, is gaining data and supporters. How long until my prediction of a big player moving to the model? We'll see, but the shift from early adopter to mainstream may not be that far off. Smaller organizations can be more nimble now and consider it, or wait until after it becomes normalized. Looking to reach MSPs? You know the quickest way to do so, advertising on this show. Our reach is 5 to 9,000 views and downloads a day, bigger than any of those conferences out there. And one booth at a trade show will get you an entire year. Interested in learning more? Visit mspradio.com/engage. Thanks for listening. Today, National Popcorn Day. That one will be popular with my wife. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/mspradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the of the MSP Radio Network.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.